Good day, everyone. Welcome to Vanished Chicagoland Stories, the podcast. I'm your host, Pete Costanis. This is episode 140, season 6. Today's date is June 14th, 2022. And today's show, I will talk about two things. First, it will be the Ford City Shopping Center shuttle bus. Very unusual topic, but I have a lot of memories of this particular mode of transportation when I was growing up in the Ashburn neighborhood, and a lot of people also who lived around my neighborhood did. And I will talk about that, a little history of it, and my memories, of course. Also, I will discuss actress Carmelita Pope. She was a Chicago actress. A lot of people don't remember her or don't know who she is, but I will talk about her. I'll talk about her biography and her career. It should be very interesting. Right now, the program will go to a commercial break. And this program is brought to you by Old Chicago Indoor Amusement Park. Oh, what a place it was. And this commercial is from 1976. Enjoy, everybody. Thank you.
The Chicago Loop, the scariest ride around. Rides for the little ones, a circus for everyone. Over 31 rides and attractions.
Old Chicago is the good time place.
Only 30 minutes from downtown.
Everyone's favorite magician, Mayor Charlie Baffle, the Windy City Wizard, performs dazzling feats of magic daily in the music hall at Old Chicago.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Alrighty, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial for Old Chicago Indoor Amusement Park. Let me give you a brief history of that. It opened on June 17th, 1975 in Bolingbrook, Illinois, and only lasted about 5 years. And it was billed as the world's first indoor amusement park. And that was a great concept, but then While it was operating, then Six Flags Great America, or it was called Marriott's Great America at the time, and then that they were competing, and they didn't have they had stores in Old Chicago, but not like big anchor stores like Marshall Field's, JCPenney's, Carson's. No, they just had regular stores, and then they continued to lose money, and then They closed in 1980, and now it's an I don't know what's there now. Probably an empty lot or some sort of thing. I will do a podcast episode about this because I find this very intriguing, and there's a lot of interest in most people that they went there. I never went there at all, so it should be fun. It should be fun. So just stay tuned. Maybe I'll do a podcast episode very soon on Old Chicago. Okay. At the beginning of the program, I said I will talk about my memories of the Ford City Shopping Center shuttle bus and actress Carmelita Pope. Today's a very hot day today. It's going to reach almost 100 also tomorrow as well. So please stay inside and be cool. If you have to go out, be cautious. Be very careful. I would only go out if I have to, but you know, I get very weak the moment I step outside because I hate humidity. I just start to pass out. It's horrible. Okay, so I will talk about first Carmelita Pope. We'll do that, and she was an actress. She was born April 15th, 1924. And she was born in Chicago. And let's see, full name is Carmelita Sylvia Pope. And she grew up in several Chicago neighborhoods. like West Garfield Park, Little Italy, and she also had her parents had a some property. It's at unincorporated Prairie View community in Southern Lake County, like around Lake Zurich. And then she, at an early age, she started taking drama, dance lessons, singing lessons, and she was part of the Lake Zurich Playhouse Summer Theater. And she met Jocelyn Brando, and her brother was Marlon Brando. They lived in, I think, Libertyville at the time. You know, they were raised in Omaha, and then they moved there. I don't know the whole story, but that's where they met. And there's photos on the internet of Carmelita with Marlon Brando, very young, very handsome. And they dated as teenagers. Isn't that interesting? And so let's see. Then Carmelita Pope graduated from Providence High School. Then she went to college for a while, and then she had studied for a semester at the Goodman School of Drama, and that's almost her career took off. And then she played the lead role in a movie called Citizen Saint, and she was her role was the Mother Cabrini. I never seen this movie, but this sounds interesting. Okay. And then let's see here. And then she started to do radio work on WGM. There was a program called Chicago Theater on the Air. Then she had roles on television in the early days. And there was one program she appeared, They Stand Accused. Maybe people remember that. And on WNBQ, which is WMAQ, there was a program called Magic Slate. And she appeared in education films made by Encyclopedia Britannica, you know, the Encyclopedia Company. And, you know, she was raising her children at the time. And then on Channel 2 and WBN, there was an interview show called Guest Star, and she interviewed people and hosted a program called Baby of the Week on WGN. Oh, I've heard of that. And she did a lot of commercials, you know. So when you were watching TV in the early days, you would see her, you know, probably every channel, probably all day. You know, she was ubiquitous, if that's the right word. And there was a game show in the early days of WGN and Channel 9 called Down You Go. And she was a panelist on the show. There's pictures of that. It's like she was like, "What's My Line?" in a way. And I've never seen the show. I hope there's a video. I don't know if there's video of that, but there's pictures of it. Also, she did local theater in Chicago, and also did a lot of commercials. It, of course, performed on stage. And it's estimated she did about 2,000 TV commercials in her entire life, you know, and started from, and in the 1960s and 70s, her famous commercial, well, she was best known, was for Pam Cooking Spray. The product is still there. Her tagline was, "When you pick up a pan, spray it with Pam." So here's the commercial from, let's see, 1974, featuring Carmelita Pope and for Pam's Cooking Spray. If once I play it, you probably remember it or recognize it. So here we go.
Hi, I'm Carmelita Pope. Do you know how many different sticky cooking problems you can solve with Pam? Spray this pure vegetable coating before cooking, and meatloafs won't stick. Gelatin molds slip out easier. Hash browns scoop up. Chops won't stick. And with Pam, you can practically rinse pans clean. This booklet under the cap shows you dozens of other ways Pam stops food from sticking. Use Pam and eliminate sticky cooking problems.
Alrighty, everyone, I am back. I hope you enjoyed that commercial with Carmelita Pope, hawking Pam cooking spray. That was introduced in 1959. And I remember it fondly on the commercials. Still used to this day. My mom uses it too. So, but there are other cooking stories. But then they invented Teflon for skillets and frying pans, so that helped a little. But sometimes it came in butter flavors like that, and so yeah, so it's still a good product. It really is. Okay, back to Carmelita Pope. So she did those commercials. She didn't for on national acting, she didn't do much. She appeared in the pilot film of, remember the TV show Spider-Man in 1977? That was a live-action show, but didn't catch on. And she worked with animals a lot, just like Betty White. You know, she did that. She did acting. She appeared in a couple of soap operas, General Hospital, Days of Our Lives, but most of the time she just was with her family. And so... Then she passed away on April 3rd, 2019. I think she was, how old was she? Ooh, 90-something. Yeah, she was 94. Yeah, she 94. She lived a long, long life, you know. She didn't live in Chicago much. You know, she lived, she moved to Boise, Idaho. And then LA, and but she had a house here in Highland Park, so you know she never forgot her Chicago roots, not at all. So what a wonderful lady, talented, very pretty. You know, it's too bad, but she's largely forgotten today. So that's a shame. But she made a mark in early television in Chicago. Bless her indeed. Okay. Next up, I will talk about the Fort City Shopping Center shuttle bus. Whew, that's a tongue twister. You're probably asking, why am I talking about a bus? You know, believe me, this bus was special to me. When I moved to the Ashburn neighborhood in 1974 in September, that was our first house. And it was beautiful. And we were informed about... the shopping mall that's nearby, Fort City, we didn't know about it. That was from the kids in the neighborhood and our neighbors. And my mom inquired, how do we get there? And because my mom did not drive at the time. She learned to drive about a year later. So she had to depend on the CTA. We always did when we went places. And they mentioned the shuttle bus. You can go shopping. You have to board the bus and it'll take you right to the mall. And she says, okay. And sometimes we went shopping with her. So we boarded the bus. It was located the first stop on 76 in South Pulaski. That was where Fort City East Shopping Center later built. But at the time, there was nothing over there. And then also across the street was a baseball field. It was that was gone. They tore that down. And then they built Daly College. I attended there. Right after Bogan High School. Anyway, I remember the first memory of boarding the bus with my mom and my brothers. We paid a quarter. I don't know if we had to pay a quarter each. Maybe. I'm not sure. But there were but you bought tokens too. I don't know where you bought them. Probably at the mall. There probably was a place where you buy them, like CTA tokens. And when we boarded the bus, it was on its way. I remember the bus driver, someone said his name was George, but I'm sure there were other men that drove the bus. I don't remember a woman driving, maybe later on. So the first stop took us was at JCPenney, which it is still there to this day at Fort City. It's been there since when the mall opened in 1965 in August. It's one of the remaining anchor stores, probably the original. The other one's gone. And the route was, which I remember, I think it stopped when Montgomery Ward built later on in the probably late 70s and Yeah, the late 70s. I think that was the other stop. The other one was at Weebolt's. And let's see what else. I think at Fort City Cinema. That's gone. They moved it elsewhere. And I think, I don't know where, maybe the Jewel. There was a Jewel there in a turnstile. I think it was there. I don't remember any other stops. Not really. And so if anyone from who grew up with me and remembered it, you know, please comment on my social media accounts. That would very help. And so the bus route started in the late 60s. And there's a picture of, I have a picture of the old one. It looked like a van, but then later on it looked like a small school bus later on. It's at Fort City Shuttle Bus. There's a picture of that. People would, when they remember the bus, they remember it broke down a lot. That happened once to me. And then my mother was with me. So they didn't have cell phones at the time. So I don't know how the bus driver contacted whoever. He probably went to a payphone or if there was a house nearby, and he would just walk and knock on the door and ask, can I use your phone? Just like that. That happened once like that. And so a lot of kids did take the bus, but a lot of kids were cool kids. They didn't take the bus. We walked to the mall, which I did too. You would walk from Pulaski at 76, walk on 76th Street all the way down to Costner and then go to the Fort. Everyone did that. Anyone who lived by walk, they liked that. Or you walk with your friends. Or if you had a part-time job at the mall, you did that. At Fort City Mall, I've mentioned this many times. I have applied every single job over there, every place. I've never worked there. I wish I did. I tried to apply it at J.C. Penney's, Baker's Shoes, Weebolt's, a lot of kids at high school at Bogan worked there. There was restaurants. There was Rascal House, Harvest House, cafeteria. Also at Peacock Alley down on the street. Maybe one of the shuttle bus did stop at the entrance outside, probably on the other side of the mall. You know, Peacock Alley, all the stores there, nothing. Even Woolworths, it was horrible. I did that for about maybe a couple of years when I was in high school, and I failed. I never got a job. I will talk about my first job ever on a later podcast episode, which would be fun. The shuttle bus, I don't know when exactly it ceased to operate. Probably mid-80s, something like that. I don't really remember. But that was iconic for the mall because it was not amazing, but it was great. It was good transportation. It only cost a quarter. I don't know how, maybe it cost maybe a dime before, you know, before I was born, but it was a quarter. And their tokens, I posted a photo of the token, the Fort City, on my Facebook page and social media accounts. And they're collectibles, you know, you find them on eBay, and it'd be nice to have, you know, as a memento of that. But that didn't happen. So that was a good route. I don't know if other malls in the Chicagoland area had that, a shuttle bus. Like, for example, Harlem Irving Plaza, maybe. Or in the suburban malls, like, for example, Old Orchard, Oak Brook Center, even River Oaks in Calumet City. I don't know. Maybe they did. Maybe they didn't. I have no idea. But I think Fort City was the only one, I guess. And that was a good idea at the time because a lot of people didn't drive back then, and especially my mother. She didn't drive at all. So that was a godsend for her. She wanted to go shopping. And the mall is still there. It's changed dramatically. You know, it's not like what it used to be. You know, it was a cool place to hang out when you're a teenager. I sure certainly did. You would go to the, you know, to Wizard Games down at Peacock Alley, you know, play video games or go to Orange Julius, get something to drink. or go to the theater at Fort City Cinema. Saw a lot of movies I saw, Jaws, Rocky, The Bad News Bears. The second movie is a funny story about that. A lot of movies I saw. It was wonderful. I have a Facebook page on called Fort City Cinema / Double Drive-In. You know, the Double Drive-In Theater was located at 2800 West Columbus. I found a photo of that, which is cool. It was a cool theater. I will do a podcast episode about that and go into more detail. And that's it. So that'll be all for today, for this episode. I discuss about Carmelita Pope, a Chicago actress, and also my memories of the Fort City Shopping Center shuttle bus. One thing I want to mention before I go, some people, when I posted something, sometimes I always do, when you find a photo and there's the information, sometimes there's discrepancies or someone will say, no, that's not right. It's not the right year. It's not the right photo. But, you know, when I get the information, that's what I see, you know. That's not my doing. I just go with what it says, you know. But if they want to change it or like that, they want to dispute, fine. You know, it's no big deal. I just let it roll off the back of my back like that. Okay. So this is Pico Sanchez, your host of Vanishing Columbine Stories, the podcast. Thank you for joining me. I will do another podcast episode probably this weekend. It'll be cooler then. Please subscribe to my podcast on any available podcast apps like Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Breaker, also on Amazon Music. Also have a YouTube channel, Vanishing Columbine Stories. You can listen while I upload this and publish, you can listen as well. Also on my social media accounts, Facebook, Twitter. And let's see what else. Also, listen to my other podcast, TV Oblivion. I just started a couple weeks ago. I've done 5 episodes. I will probably do one this weekend. Not right now. It's too much work. Okay. So thank you again for joining me. Bye-bye for now for me. And here's Ray Rayner with a little traveling music saying bye-bye for now. Take care, everybody. So long.
We have to go. Bye, bye, bye.